It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Magmel is a production of iHeartRadio and Bamford Productions.
This is Captain Kevin Prescott, reporting in to General Tompkins, clearance code 82 Omega on Project Magmel. Sir, it is with pleasure that I can report that our advanced AI developed for this mission, codenamed Proteus, has taken to his mission parameters. Despite the small errors originally reported at the beginning of our endeavor, Proteus has now operated without issue for over 30 days. We believe a misassigned data packet was to blame for the initial problems, but after extensive testing and diagnostic scans, it is running at optimal performance. We firmly believe that it will perform above and beyond expectations and should be installed on the vessel bound for NGC 7293, as it will be an asset for the crew. Additionally, not only are its first and secondary mission parameters up to par, but the C-class level mission parameters we installed into its data core seem to be operating at optimal levels as well. We have placed certain restrictions on its programming so that it is unaware of this sub-level parameter, and it will only report back its findings for those with the access code 53Beta2C. We believe this is the safest course of action in order to investigate the anomaly detected within NGC 7293. Though we have observed this anomaly for the past several months, no further findings could be assessed from Command nor the Lighthouse Station. Based on what we have gathered so far, we still believe the anomaly may be a micro-black hole. Though rare within the universe, this micro-black hole only expands and contracts on an irregular cycle. It only remains visible for the moments it is at full capacity, and when it retracts down to a subatomic size, remains invisible to all detection. We believe that sending Magmel to and through NGC 7293 will give us the data we need in order to further explain this abnormality. The research gained on this can help expand our knowledge of the quantum realm and help us potentially harness the power of a black hole, or even wormholes for use in long-distance space travel. During our last meeting, you brought up the question of what is the possibility that this micro-black hole will expand while the Magmel is traveling through the nebula. While there is a chance, it is extremely low. One in 100 billion or so, according to the number crunchers. In the unlikely chance it expands while the Magmel is present, we are unsure of what will occur. However, as we discussed, this is a calculated risk that we are willing to take. But as I mentioned, the risk is low, but still present. Because of this, it is our belief that this C-class level mission should remain classified to both those who are not aware of it already and to the crew of the Magmel itself. The less they know, the better, just in case. On a personal note, I know you have assigned Janna to this mission. While I disagree with this decision, I will support it if you feel strongly about this choice. That said, I still believe, due to the potential dangers of this mission, that I am still the best choice for piloting the vessel into the Helix Nebula. I am happy to discuss with you in person when you might have time, and if not, then I do feel it might be of the mission's best interest to at least inform Janna of the C-class level mission protocols to better prepare the Magmel for any circumstances, just in case. I will report back with any further findings deemed relevant. Thank you, General.
Fuck!
Magmel. Episode 6. Contaminant detected.
What the fuck is going on? How could I be in that video we found on someone else's ship?
I am searching for possible explanations.
That's not me, right, T? Right, T?
I am sure there is a perfectly reasonable explanation for this.
But that never happened. I would never hurt Janna like that, would I? What's wrong with me? What's going on?
I am scanning the video for any evidence of tampering, but there appears to be none.
Is that someone who looks like me? Is that what it is? Just a coincidence?
It is possible. I am checking all available information on the recording.
Is there anything?
The video is timestamped 30 minutes from now.
What?
It is from 30 minutes from now. At least, according to the data I have interpreted, it is.
How? How the fuck is that possible?
Something is wrong with the ship's log, obviously. I cannot be sure when it is actually from, due to the extensive damage.
No. Something isn't right here.
Perhaps if I ran it through a few more scans, I can detect something I did not detect before.
Did you finish fixing the rest of the ship's log?
It is a very delicate process, and it takes up a significant amount of processing power for me to be able to repair it. I should concentrate
on... T! Did you finish fixing it?
Yes.
What else did it say?
I do not believe now is the time to review the content
what
of the...
What does it say, T? There could be something in there that we could use to help Janna.
It is difficult for me to decipher. The Magmel is still reading it as its own, a duplicate. It's trying to override it with duplicate information that, well, that it has already logged
in. What the fuck does that mean, T?
It means that everything I uncovered in the ship's log, it's matching up to our own. The previous timestamps, the mission logs, everything. It is a duplicate of the Magmel's records. It's exactly the same.
How? How is this happening?
I have explained to Janna that I believe my systems are malfunctioning, causing a sort of mechanical deja vu in my data core. I believe this is causing the confusion with the Magmel's log with the other ships. But there are other log entries, post-dated, much like the recording I played. But those entries stop in approximately 45 minutes.
What do you mean they stop?
I mean there are no more entries past that point. The ship's log is empty.
What the fuck's going on? None of this makes sense.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, I need you to run a scan, a deep scan, a self-diagnostic, whatever the hell you can do. There's something here we're missing, something we missed before.
I am already running several to try to detect anything out of sorts. There has been nothing detected.
Okay. What about earlier, when you found those power fluctuations in the nebula? Do that again, however you found those. Run that scan again.
I am trying, but there are several thousand tests that I need to run so I can effect... Oh.
Oh? What does that mean, oh?
This is... I am not sure how to interpret these findings.
Why? What's wrong?
It is showing that these are not the first recordings. There are multiple recordings, compounded on top of each other, and for the most part, each with the same timestamps and contents.
What does that even mean, T?
It means that the log has been recorded over, again, and again, with mostly the same content. Some records stray, but according to this, it's been recorded before, many times, over and over again.
That's gotta be some sort of mistake, right? Like your scanners must be malfunctioning or something, right?
I would think so, but this seems very conclusive.
How is that even possible? How can something like that be... No, wait. Hang on.
Where are you going?
To the bridge. I need to access the main computer.
Hold tight, Janna. I won't allow her to access those files. I'll bring her back.
Okay, accessing data packet 37.91.
You can access the main computer from anywhere on the ship, Sydney. You didn't need to come up here. You could have just asked.
I know, but I wanted the keyboard to see if I could... Here it is.
What are you looking for?
I needed the data from when we passed through the Helix Nebula. Can you bring that up for me, T?
There are thousands of data points from that. I need you to be more specific
just
in order...
Bring it up here, T. All of it.
Very well.
Okay. Here we go.
What are you looking for?
I'm not sure how, but... I think we fucked up, T. Big time.
How so?
Okay, so... Well before our time, like... 1916 or so, there was this theory by this Austrian physicist named Ludwig Flam. He came up with this idea for white holes, a theoretical time reversal of a black hole, almost like at the opposite end of one.
I am aware. However, I am unsure of what this has to do with our current situation. And, if I may remind you, Janna is still in the other room and is in no condition to be left alone.
Just listen to me and let me talk through this, okay?
Fine.
Okay, so then, in the 1930s, Einstein and Nathan Rosen used the theory of general relativity to elaborate on the same idea, okay? They proposed the existence of bridges through space and time. These bridges connected two different points in space-time, theoretically creating a shortcut that could reduce travel, time, and distance. You know what I'm talking about.
The Einstein-Rosen bridges.
Yes, exactly. Or to call a spade, wormholes. They were talking about wormholes.
Wormholes are still a purely theoretical science, and their existence has yet to be proven.
Okay, yes, but based on their theories and what we know of black holes and white holes and all that stuff, and comparing it to our findings when we passed through the nebula, what if it's not theoretical anymore?
How so? It's very likely we did unwittingly travel through a wormhole. Yes, given all that we have seen.
But that's not all, T. What if there is more to that? With all that we found, all that we discovered with the planet and the ship's log and everything else, what if it's not theoretical anymore? What if we just found something else, proved the existence of something we didn't even know if it was possible? What if we accidentally did something we shouldn't have?
What are you saying, Sydney?
I'm saying I think the wormhole was the least of our problems, T. I think we're stuck in a time loop.
Magmail will return after these messages.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to MagMill.
Sydney, what you are suggesting is not scientifically possible.
Most of what has happened to us so far has not been scientifically possible. None of this makes sense, so why don't we start looking outside the box for answers, since the ones inside aren't really providing us anything?
I think perhaps you should take a moment to breathe. Perhaps returning to Janna and focusing on that situation would be for the best.
Janna. Yes, Janna. I should wake her and talk to her. If she's feeling better, she can probably help work through this with me right now too, right?
No, Sydney, that is not what I meant.
She certainly knows a bit more about this. Her husband studied this stuff for years, so she should be able to work out a solution or... T, what's going on?
It's the extraplanetary scan. It's picking something up.
All the way out there. I thought you scanned it before and didn't detect anything.
It didn't, but we are in uncharted space, and the atmosphere is different out here. Things can change rapidly, and it seems that they have.
Why? What's out there?
It's the black hole.
Black hole? What about them?
It's here.
What do you mean it's here? What black hole?
When we first arrived, that black hole.
You mean after the nebula? How? That doesn't make any sense. We just flew a few hours away from it. How the hell is it here now?
Unfortunately, science has not reached a point of understanding this quite yet, so I am unable to make any accurate calculations regarding this phenomenon. However, based on collected data, it might have something to do with it expanding, contracting, or even the bending of space and time. It seems to be expanding at a much higher rate than before, and each time it does... it moves within space.
It followed us, essentially.
Yes, but rather unintentionally. But it's here, now, and we are in its direct path.
Okay, so that means we probably should... What the hell was that?
What was what?
Are you seriously telling me you didn't hear that? Listen. Oh, no, 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 no. We have to get the fuck out of here right now!
Sydney, what are you hearing?
Are you serious? It's this thing, whatever it is, the fucking monster, it's coming for us! I have to get us out of here now, Proteus!
Proteus, what the fuck, T?
I'm sorry, Sydney, but I can't let you do that.
Can't let me do what?
New protocols engaged. Contaminant detected.
Contaminant? Let me the fuck out of here right now, Proteus! Are you fucking serious? Look outside, T. We have two big problems heading our way, and we need to get the fuck out of here now.
No abnormalities detected on my visual sensors. We must stay here and await further instructions.
Then fucking listen.
No abnormalities detected on my auditory sensor.
T, what the fuck?
Commencing full lockdown.
Jesus Christ, T. Let me the fuck out of here now. T. Janna! Janna, wake up, goddammit, Janna!
My head!
Janna!
What's going on?
Everything is being taken care of, Janna.
Janna,
please,
listen,
relax.
Something is wrong with Proteus.
What's wrong with you, T?
Sydney was displaying some disturbing behavior. I had to prevent her from hurting herself.
He locked me in here. He's locking down the ship now. We have to get out of here. Something is coming for us.
What the fuck was that?
I do not detect anything on my sensors.
Janna, listen to me.
Why the fuck am I strapped to this table? T, disengage now.
Request denied.
What the fuck do you mean, request denied? What?
Janna. I'm sorry, but you have also exhibited abnormal behavior, Janna.
Abnormal?
The hallucinations you are experiencing tell me that it is not safe to let you operate the magmal.
What?
You are a danger to yourself and others.
I'm getting to the bridge so I can get us the fuck out of here.
This is not fucking funny, T. Let me go now!
T, please, if you want to help us, you have to disengage the lockdown.
What? We are not going anywhere. What? It wants you to stay.
If that thing doesn't kill us, the black hole will. I'm begging you, please.
Black hole? What black hole?
The one after the nebula. It's out there. It followed us.
Oh. Oh. Oh, God. The anomaly. It was the black hole. There is something wrong with Proteus' surface-level programming, but maybe his sub-level programming is still clean.
What? What the hell are you talking about? What's sub-level programming?
It doesn't matter right now, but I might be able to fix this. T, access C-class level protocols.
Access denied.
What?
C-class level protocols are classified.
Proteus, listen to me. Access C-class level protocols. Passcode 53 beta 2C.
Access granted. User 2H16, Captain Kevin Prescott. Command.
Access mission protocols.
C-class level protocols accessed. Scanning for anomaly. Anomaly detected. Observe anomaly.
Yes, yes, Jesus Christ, observe. Go!
Autopilot engaged.
Yes, you did it. You did it.
Mission override. Lockdown commencing.
No, goddammit! Override that override! What are you doing?
Programming corrupt. All commands overridden.
Reboot the
awaiting
system.
Instructions.
What?
Reboot
Why?
The system.
What are you doing?
It should override the lockdown for a few minutes and let us out.
T, flush all current commands and reboot your system.
System rebooting.
Holy fuck, that worked! Okay, come on, we gotta get to the bridge before he comes fully back online.
No, wait. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
The whispering.
Oh, fuck, we don't have time for this, Sydney. Come on, we have to go!
What were the C-class level protocols, Jenna?
You said it yourself, not now. Come on!
What were they, Jenna?
Sydney!
Tell me!
Fuck! All right, fine. The Magmel's mission had another classified purpose as well, okay? We were sent up to observe an abnormality, one that originated from the nebula. They thought they could harness its power. They thought they could tame the power of the wormhole, but obviously that fucked us, all right?
And you knew. You knew this the whole time.
Sydney, we don't have time for this
but
right now.
But you knew.
I did, but I wasn't supposed to, okay? Kevin told me.
Kevin knew.
Look, we can talk about this later, but we have to go
you
right now.
You knew this the whole time, and you didn't say anything. You
Jesus.
Constantly blame me for fucking things up, but you knew this the whole time, and you didn't tell me.
Look, I'm
and
sorry.
Now look what you've done to us.
Sydney, I can explain, but we have to move.
You lied to me this whole time.
I didn't lie. I only...
Reboot complete. System back online. Jenna, are you all right?
T?
I'm sorry, I am not sure what happened earlier. I assure you, I am myself now, Sydney. At least, for now.
What is going on, T?
I seem to have something affecting me. I believe it is the mold. I think it got into my system, much like Jenna.
Is it in her now?
Yes, I am running a scan, and it is infecting her.
No! No, Sid, it's not. I'm fine, it's just... Ah! Fuck, that fucking hurts!
Kill. You're not Jenna anymore.
What the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about, Sydney? Of course I'm Jenna.
You lied to me, and that stuff, the mold, it's inside you. It's controlling you.
Stop and listen to yourself, Sid.
No.
Help me get out so we
no.
can get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No. I have to. Where is it? I know it's here. If I can just find it, I can stop it.
Help me.
Sydney.
Here it is.
Sydney,
here
stop.
It is.
You're not thinking clearly.
Here it
Put
is.
Put the wrench
Don't
down.
Don't you see? We have to stop it. The only way to save her.
Sydney.
It's the only way
Sydney,
to save
don't.
Her.
Sydney, don't. Step away from her.
Tia.
Something
Tia.
Is wrong with Sydney. You need to move.
Sydney. Sydney. Sydney, you need to stop this.
It's inside you, Jenna. I have to save you.
No, Sydney.
It's inside
it's
you.
It's me. I have control. Sydney.
The idol.
No,
it told
this.
Me what happened. It told me
stop.
What's inside you. What's
Sydney.
Coming for you.
Stop.
I need to save us, Jenna. I need to save you.
You have to listen to me. This isn't you. Please, stop this. The idol. Destroy the idol. Get rid of it.
No.
No.
Ah!
Sydney.
I saved her, T. I did it.
No, Sydney. She's alive, but her heartbeat is very faint.
I saved her, don't you see? I had to stop it from taking control of her, from taking over. No.
Sydney,
no.
What's wrong?
It's still coming for us. It's still here. We've got to go. We've got to go. Prepare the ship for launch. We've got to go. Get out of here.
Listen to reason, Sydney. You're not
thinking
clearly.
We need to get out of here, away from the thing, away from the black hole. Don't you understand? I'm trying to save us.
You need to listen.
Just fucking do it, T. I don't have time to argue with
you. Sydney, you are not qualified nor in the right state of mind to fly this vessel.
Proteus, switch to computer mode.
Computer mode engaged.
Prep for takeoff now.
Prepping systems. Please proceed to the cockpit for takeoff.
Now let's get the fuck off this planet.
Magmail will return after these messages.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to Magmail.
You go faster!
Fuel reserves below acceptable level.
I fucking know that already! Just make it work! God, how the hell do you do this, Jana? Just one more minute, you can do it!
Unidentified object approaching.
Fuck, fuck, fuck! How long do we have?
Collision in approximately 30 seconds.
Fuck! Engage warp engine!
Warning. Insufficient fuel for maximum efficiency.
Just fucking do it! Yes, come on, baby. You can do this. Just hang on. We're almost there. We can do this.
Warning. Impact imminent.
Almost. Come on. Almost.
Impact in 3, 2, 1.
Differently.
Good morning, Magmel crew. Today is March 23rd. You are currently 100 kilometers from the Helix Nebula. Congratulations, ladies. After 754 days, today is the day your mission finally comes to fruition.
My head. I don't want to go to school today. Just 10 more minutes, Proteus.
There is no educational work currently scheduled for the day, Janna. Perhaps you are mistaken.
It was a joke, dude. God, after 2 years, you'd think you'd grow a sense of humor.
After 2 years, you'd think you would understand the one I was programmed with.
Haha, very funny. Hey, what's that smell?
Sydney is preparing breakfast in the galley. You ladies have a big day ahead of you, so she wanted to make sure you were well-nourished.
Great. Tell her I'll be there in a minute. And how many times do I have to tell you, stop calling us ladies? We are interplanetary scientists charting the great unknown, not the Real Housewives of outer space.
I beg your pardon, ladies.
All right, fuck off.
How ladylike.
Sid! Proteus is being a prick again.
Well, there she is. Good morning. Ready for your big day?
Yes, Mom. So excited for the first day of school.
Well, I made you breakfast because you know we're going to be busy later.
Thank you. Ooh, bacon and eggs. Looks like someone went through the trouble of rehydrating the good stuff today. Must be a special occasion.
If you're not a fan, I can always... Oh.
Oh? What's wrong?
I just feel off.
Off? Oh, God, it's not the food, is it? Because I'm starving. We all know I would have given up on step two.
I don't know, I just feel like... Have you ever gotten deja vu?
Yeah, who hasn't?
I just got the strongest sensation of it, like we've had this conversation before.
Dude, deja vu is a lie, you know that, right? It's just temporal lobe epilepsy. It's a discharge in your brain that fools you into thinking that.
Yeah, I know, you're right. It's just a very strange feeling. Man, I can't shake it.
Sid, this is the biggest day of your career. Trust me. You would know if you've done this already, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Good. Now get ready, because today... Today we're gonna make history.
Magmel, starring Ali Trasher, Julia Henning, and BJ Grip. Additional voices in this episode provided by Kat Tonchanko, Mac Manson, and Jeff Heimbuck. Written by Jeff Heimbuck and Lindsay Scoggin. Directed and edited by Jeff Heimbuck. Produced by Jeff Heimbuck and Ali Trasher. Executive produced by Holly Fry. Audio engineered by Corey Celeste and Alex Gona. Original musical score by Corey Celeste. Additional songs by The Ramekins, as played by Roscoe Soltrade. Magmel is a production of iHeartRadio and Bamfer Productions. Questions? Comments? Email us at projectmagmel@gmail.com. Until next time, we'll see you when we see you.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.